boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, look, thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to get right into this. They got footage. They got footage of the Slender Man situation. I want to bring this because we talked about this yesterday, but they got body cam of the arrest of the Slender Man stabber, Morgan Geiser. Was he your boyfriend, Andrew? Friends, or was he getting, did they get busy? Or, you know, they don't know.
I don't think they got busy. They haven't said they got busy.
I'm just saying, but okay, he was 40-something years old.
42
years old. He climbed through her window, I guess. He used to come and see her climb. What was he doing?
Pillow fights?
What, they was playing with dolls or something?
I have no idea, I don't know.
He did have a little spray in his hair or something like that, a little pink spray. I don't know. But we got the story. If you're listening, we got audio. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got video of some body camera footage of the arrest from Morgan Geiser being found, I guess, sleeping on the ground at a gas station. Let's listen.
At this point, we're just going to detain him. Detain her.
Please let her go.
Then give him your name.
I did something wrong.
What did you do wrong?
I did something really wrong.
I don't believe you're 23. That's why. Okay? And we got called here for a call. So, just be honest. I want to make sure that you're not missing. As long as you're not missing, you can go on your way. Are you missing from somewhere? Then just give me your name and date of birth and you'll be on your way.
Yeah, she's missing from somewhere.
Hey, I'm 19.
She's missing from jail.
19? Yeah. That's fine. You're still an adult. So.
Yeah. So what's your last name? No one.
I don't want to give you my name.
Okay, well, then we're going to arrest you and take you an ID. We're going to hold you an ID at the station for fingerprints. So you don't want to obstruct an officer. Give me your name and date of birth. You're not wanted for murder, right?
Right.
Well, then you ain't going to have a problem with us. I promise you. Okay? You're making a bigger deal than what it is. Well, now you did something wrong because there's coming back no record on files. And that means you're lying to us about your name. Okay? So now that's obstructing. I'm going to give you one more chance before
he got
we're
going to
take
down.
You in custody and fingerprint you. At this point, we're just going to detain him. Detain her.
Please let her go.
Then give him your name.
I did something wrong.
Here we go.
She doesn't know what I did.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
That's enough.
Let me talk to you over here.
That's enough. We get the point. Okay. They got him. And why the guy holding his head down the whole time? He got his head down the whole time. You know, some people will get you into some stuff because I believe it was him. I believe he wanted her to go on a run. And you know how I feel about Morgan. I really didn't think she should be out. But this guy seems to be the mastermind in this. Like, he kept coming to see her. Where was she at? A halfway house?
Group home.
Some type of group home. I read where they said he was coming through the window, you know, just to talk to her. And he probably was like, hey, let's run away. Because he knows she's slow. He knows she ain't got it all.
I feel like Mastermind gives him too much credit.
Well, he orchestrated this then. Let's say he orchestrated. Because she the mastermind behind the Slender Man. She's the mastermind of the stabbing. He kind of probably, to me, got in there, climbed through the window. Hey, because right there, when you got a friend that's climbing through the window, ain't nothing good coming from it. Anytime you watch a movie and somebody climbing through somebody's bedroom window, Well, I don't know if
trouble.
If you can sneak in somebody's house through the window and you ain't supposed to be there, you know he all for running away, knowing he ain't have enough money. No, he was broke. They said that they ran out of money trying to run away. How do you get somebody that ain't supposed to be running away out the house to run away, and you only got $50 in your pocket? You ain't even got enough cash. This is crazy. Josh says she playing with them and the cops still gave her grace. Must be nice. Lauren says, you notice she says she doesn't know what I did. All I'm saying is this guy is a grown man, 42 years. Now, unless he got some, you know, unless he ain't got it, you know, all upstairs, he says, okay, let's get up out of here. It's they got evidence that they jumped on the bus. But then they got to the point where they had no money, and so they got stuck. Some of y'all with friends like that now. Some of y'all with people that's gonna talk y'all into losing y'all freedom because they always got these elaborate ideas, but no way out of it. A lot of y'all got friends like that. I had some friends like that. But thank God I used my common sense. I'd be like, well, what are we gonna do after this happened? They only got the upfront plan, but they ain't got no plan on the back end just in case. Now, I heard about the charges. I mean, I don't even think he got charged with too much. They said they let him out. They said he had made bail or something. What did they charge him with? I want to be precise on this. I want to be precise on this because I think that they took her back to Cook County where she had to stay in jail for real. Like, in Cook County jail, like, that's a crazy place, I mean, to be in jail. So he was able to, I guess he going to court, but he was able to, it wasn't as heavy as what she's going to experience. But I believe that he should get something that's kind of, I think he should have a harsh penalty for what his actions was. He was running with the fugitive. He helped somebody get out of a group home, and he went on the run with him. I believe that he should be, I believe they should have matching charges. Somebody said he is becoming a she. So it's somebody is in transition?
Allegedly.
I don't know. I don't know the person personally.
So here's the charges. Faces criminal charges for trespassing and obstructing identification.
Okay. For trespassing at the gas station. And what else?
Obstructing identification.
Obstructing identification. Not that he broke somebody out the group home. He ain't going to get those charges. I ain't heard those charges yet. Somebody says it's a she. I don't know. What pronoun is in the article? Because when I read it, it was a 25-year-old, a 40-some-year-old what? Man? That's what I read. It was a 40-some-year-old man. So I don't know. I'm looking in the chat. I don't know. I would have to get more confirmation on that.
It's weird because the Slender Man stabber, she refers to them as a she, but in the articles it refers to him as he. So.
Right. So what?
Them.
All right. We got BC on the lines. If you want to join the conversation, we got BC on the lines. BC.
Yo, brother.
How you doing?
You're being very conscious. I'm living, but you're being very respectful, so the streets go give it to you real.
Go right ahead, because you know I'm on the radio. I can't be all down there in the dirt with that.
Any 42-year-old going to paint his hair colors almost similar to look like her, that's something wrong. But you know, ain't no dang way in heaven we would have got those charges if you aiding and abetting and harboring a fugitive.
Right.
You aided and abetted of breaking her out. And then you helped her, so that's harboring a fugitive would have got them charges. Saying. Now,
yes.
Here's the other thing. He was totally pipping her out. Because what do lot lizards do? They go to truckers.
Oh, wow.
Trucker parking areas. He was trying to make some money. The trucker's like.
Oh, wow.
Right. But the trucker's like. Now, the truckers would get down with anybody. I don't know. But I've seen a lot of ugly lot lizards. But she wasn't even to that point where they was like, ugh, go somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And then you got Creepola following behind her trying to be Big Daddy Pimp. And they was like, no, the both of y'all, get out of here.
Oh,
so that's why they started sleeping
that.
Like that.
I forgot all about that. Because they ran out of money. And they was like, hey, let's go by where the truckers at.
The truckers will, you know, truckers are getting down as long as they got hair around it. But then
Oh, wow, Black Countries. Hey, I wasn't thinking about that. I totally slipped my mind that could have been a possibility. But they out there sleeping behind the gas station. What was the plan? It was some cash out there in the lot.
Mastermind.
Hey, look, when we come back to Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I got a question of the day, you know, because I see that the person that assisted Morgan only got charged minorly. He just took a picture. Probably, you know, I don't know if he had to pay, you know, anything as far as bond, but he was out. They let him out, but they took her down to Cook County. But he assisted, and I'm going by, I don't know if he trans or I don't know if he a them or whatever. I just know that I see that they said it was a 42-year-old man. 9591 says he's trans. Oh, hold on, somebody sent a picture. Okay, it didn't come through. They tried to send me a picture of the dude. But what I'm saying is, regardless, I got a question of the day. If somebody is aiding and abetting someone in a criminal act, some of y'all, you know, somebody do something out here in these streets, and y'all think that y'all want to protect them, and I believe that y'all should have matching charges, matching jumpsuits. That's what I think. Because if you're knowingly assisting someone, you need to get some of them charges too. That's how I feel about it. But put that in the chat. Put that in the poll. Put that in the poll, Andrew. If you're assisting folks and they doing crimes or they doing things that they ain't supposed to do, should you get matching charges? That's the question of the day in the polls, because I don't understand it. I don't understand it for the life of me. They told you, hey, look, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Well, here we go. You did the crime. Now you on the run. Now you don't want to do the time. Then you go by somebody, or maybe you may have a friend or somebody that's close to you, and then you go to them and then get them involved in it, and then you got to make a choice. Somebody came to your house. I'm the friend. Hey, man, I just did something on 26th Street. I'm like, bro, you got to go. You can't, well, I don't deal with that. I ain't the one to come for that. And you got to make a decision. Because once you start engaging, and I had to hunt down people who didn't commit the crime, but they help dispose of the evidence. They burnt it in their backyard, burnt some of the clothing items in the backyard. I had to knock on people's doors that was close to the person I was looking for that eventually I wish they had got charged for helping when the full story came out. They did try to help this person get rid of evidence. So I wish that they had got severely charged, because these are the type of people that's causing or opening up windows for people who harm innocent life to thrive out here. This is why I wasn't upset with Mike Epps when he said we got to stop celebrating the criminal mind, because a lot of y'all out here supporting it and then y'all getting involved in it like it's something like a badge of honor or something like that. It's trash. It's what's killing the community. And it's decent people getting caught up in this. And I know you got love for your loved ones. I'm not going to deny that you feel some type of loyalty. But when you get out here, you got to draw the line in the sand when it comes to innocent life. And until that start happening, you're gonna be a gateway. You're going to be a window for these people to thrive in the neighborhood. We got to flip the thing back right side up. We got to flip it back right side up. Y'all got caught up in the criminal mentality of no snitching, and you living like you some type of criminal. You going by criminal rules when you don't even live a life like that. And you got to let your people know, this ain't my lifestyle. Now, a lot of y'all didn't warn y'all family members about going out here and getting in trouble, but they didn't listen. A lot of y'all told people, hey, do the right thing, you know, act the right way, or you shouldn't be behaving like that. And they ignored it. But as soon as they got out there and did something they weren't supposed to do, they came back headed your way with all the heat, with all the extra. And now some of y'all got to make a decision. Some of y'all got to say, look, I told you not to do that. You can't come back here. You can't come over here. I love you. You know, if you're going, you know, you might hand them $10. I don't know. You might give them $10 and be like, hey, you know, this is enough to catch the bus. I don't know if that's what you got to do, because I ain't doing nothing. I'm closing the door. You're going to figure this out. Come to me with some kind of plan to go to college. Come to me with some kind of plan to get a trade. Come to me with some kind of business plan that we can kind of implement that you can better yourself from. Don't come to me with no mess. I'm not the right person. And a lot of people are going to have to start doing that, because we had a huge story that came out over the weekend that a couple people got killed over the weekend. And people just shaking their head. Well, I don't know what to do. You know, this is we. Enough is enough. If I hear another person say enough is enough, change them. It's time to change that mentality. The mentality got to change, because it's leaving open windows for that to thrive in the community, because you have taken on a mindset that benefits criminality. And you ain't even a criminal. And you went to school. And you got a job. And you paying the rent. And you paying the bills. But yet you letting people come through that's probably out here don't give a damn and harm an innocent life. And I'm coming to get you too. If I'm by request now. So if I ever get a request and there's somebody that can harm innocent life and you got them up in your house, I'm going to try to take the front door off. I'm going to try to take the front door off your house or where you living at. And it ain't nothing personal. And I can't tell you everything that happens when we go through our process of trying to track down people that have harmed innocent life. And it was sad, because many times grandma got caught up in the crossfire. They always run back to grandma's house. They always run back to if they got a kid with somebody, they always go over to that house. You know, if they got a woman out here that they got a kid with, or somebody that they close to, like a brother or sister or best friend, and they get caught up in the mix. I have to apologize a little bit to grandmama, because grandma meant well. I told grandma, hey, ain't nothing personal, grandma. He out here doing things he wasn't supposed to do. Grandma looking at me. You right. And she knew who I was. She said, I know what you do. I said, yeah. I love you. Ain't nothing personal.
Listen to the show.
Hey. At this point, it's hard for me to go anywhere without people knowing who I am in the city. You know, so what I'm saying is, they understand if I'm dealing with something, it is what it is. It is what it is. But I'll say this. Should people be held equally responsible if they aiding and abetting somebody that's not, or somebody that's out here breaking the law? Somebody running your house with a handful of clothes from Target with the tag still on it. Do you take that chance and let them bring the merchandise in the house? I'm just asking. Because if you do, I think you should be charged as if you was with them. That stole it. I'm not for locking folks up at all. I'm a big person. I fight against a lot of the ideas that are a violation of human and civil rights. I do that. But on the flip side, if you out here and you just reckless, it's got to be a line drawn in the sand. That's all I'm saying. And I definitely drew the line in the sand. I have. But have you? Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. We got to go over to Minnesota where they stealing the money. Somalians that stole the money. I want to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Now, we always bring up conversations talking about where the money at. Many times when we talk about tax dollars, we want to know, where is it going and is it benefiting us? Because this is our money. Sometimes I think that they take our money through the taxes and use it as monopoly money. I think that they play monopoly with the tax money. Because many times we scratch on our head, like, where did the money go? But let's cruise over to Minnesota, where they finding out where the money went. Now, I always say that a lot of these agencies that's getting these tax dollars need to be audited so we can find out what's really going on. But this what's going on in Minnesota made me scratch my head, because it's in the hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars that was scammed in Minnesota, taxpayer dollars. We got the story. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
The autism fraud scheme reportedly amassed $14 million through Medicare claims for services that were never provided, involving kids who never had autism. And the Somali immigrants behind this web of schemes have allegedly stolen billions from taxpayers, much of the money going back to the Somali government, where it would then end up in the hands of terrorists. Man, the largest funder of Al-Shabaab is the Minnesota taxpayer. And you cite an unnamed source for that. What is the evidence that all of this money that was taken and the billions upon billions of increased funding?
Oh, wow.
Minnesota for social services ended up in Somalia?
Well, billions of dollars of government welfare money is missing in the state of Minnesota.
How do we define missing?
Well, the fraud is so bad that the U.S. Attorney's Office has come out and indicated that they believe their entire government programs, where the fraudulent claims outstrip the legitimate ones. There are cases where indictments have come down or guilty pleas are already in to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars that were fraudulently obtained, filing false claims alongside doctored paperwork. And the indictments are continuing to come. And the U.S. Attorney's Office has made very clear that this is a network of fraud schemes stacked upon fraud schemes, and that while the true dollar figure in terms of stolen funds at this point isn't quite clear, it's safe to say that we're talking about billions of dollars.
All right. One group called Feeding the Future that went from getting $3.4 million in 2019 to $200 million 2 years later. They grew faster than NVIDIA. How did nobody see that? Or is it that people and the government and those who are supposed to be the watchdogs, like Tim Walz, like Keith Ellison, the attorney general there, just weren't looking?
I think it's safe to say that there was a real unwillingness or inability among Democratic state officials in Minnesota to recognize some pretty obvious alarm bells here. All across these programs, claims were skyrocketing, absolutely spiraling out of control over a short period of time.
Wow.
And the reality is that the Somali community, which is where these large-scale fraud rings have been concentrated within this population in the state, it is a sizable voting block. It is a voting block you have to win if you're going to win political office in Minneapolis. And so I think that was likely a incentive here that made some people not want to look too closely at what's been going on.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they was able to get their hands on hundreds of millions of dollars. And his brothers and sisters on the front lines that can't get 1 cent. They can't get 1 cent. Hundreds of millions of Minnesota taxpayers' dollars. And see, okay, you know what? I'll say this. They were able to scam these politicians because of the voting base that they have, the voting block. So they didn't want to mess up that next election by trying to dig into what was going on. But these people walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars, allegedly. Understanding what I'm saying? They got arrested. They got charges coming down. Hopefully we could get the real total amount. But what I'm saying is, I've been out here 16 years and I ain't got not one penny from the elected officials nowhere around here. Nothing. Nothing from the government, no taxpayers' dollars, no nothing. And then I should have been over in Minnesota, especially where the Somalis was at, because I probably would have caught a check. Nothing to say that I wanted the check, but if they going to throw our money off into oblivion, hundreds of millions of dollars with it going unchecked, what's really going on? Where the oversight at?
I think you're missing a big part of the story. It was going back to Somalia to terrorists.
Right, but regardless of where it went, I mean, I hear that it's going back to terrorists. I heard that. But in my mind, I'm thinking, like, how did they get the ability to send it to the terrorists? I think you're missing that point. Where is the checkpoints? Where is the oversight? Where is the people that are saying, hey, watching the bank accounts? I talk about that right here in the city of Milwaukee. They say a bunch of money come up missing. I said, didn't the money have to hit the bank account? Then when they issued it out, didn't they have to write a check to an organization? It's a paper trail here. That's all I'm saying. Even if it's going to somebody it ain't supposed to get to, how was it able to get there? If you got the right safeguards up, you would the first $1,000 wire fraud. The first $1,000 would have been on the radar. That's all I'm saying. So these people just sitting back, allowing it to happen. This is what I call you allowed this to happen. Because ain't no way taxpayers' dollars is not being monitored through the banks, because it got to come in through an account. First of all, it's taxpayers' dollars. This ain't street money. This ain't street money where somebody went, hustled all day, and they got a wad of cash sitting in the front room from hustling all day. And nobody can't trace the money. That's why when the police make them big busts, they be like, we got this, that, and how much money? This is the bust. But when it comes to federal dollars, that had to go through a bank. You got to have an organization. You got to have a mission statement. You got to fill out a lot of paperwork to even start an organization. You got to wait to get the 501c3 approved or however you're trying to do it. So, okay, if you getting a check, somebody got to be cashing it. That got to go through another bank. Then if it's being wired to another country, where's the flag on that? Don't they got flags if you got more than $10,000 moving in a certain way? They said if you put $10,000 in the bank, you end up on a list somewhere, like with the IRS or something. If you put $10,000 in the bank. So if you're sending hundreds of millions of dollars out the country, that ain't getting on the radar. Stop. That's crazy. Somebody said, Young Money, I guess he didn't brush his teeth today. He said, acting like there is a person just watching every back account in America, every bank account in America. It's bank account in America. No, I'm not saying that.
But also AI.
I'm saying it's triggers. It's got to be triggers. All right, let's say I go right now. I get up from this show. And I go take $1 million and put it in the bank. I'm going to be on the radar somewhere. That's all I'm saying. You can't just drop, where'd you get this $1 million from? Somebody's going to come and somebody's going to be questioning my account.
You're getting a letter.
I'm getting something. And I would love to get that letter, too. I would love to drop $1 million in the bank at one time and say, hey, this is my cash.
Mr. Lowe, where'd you get this money?
Yeah, Mr. Lowe, what do you do for a living? I broadcast on the Tory Lowe Show. That's what I do for a living. Hey, what I'm saying is, okay, that's all. It is what it is. Y'all, they took over hundreds of millions of dollars, and now they finding out about it. We got Brian on the phone, on the lines. Maybe Brian can make some sense out of this.
Yeah, I'm going to make some sense out of it. They always come up with these cockamamie stories when they've been skimming, they themselves have been skimming the money, they've lost it, and they've probably been tricked into some type of pyramid scheme. Mm. They've lost the money, so they want to blame it on defenseless Somalis. There's no way in H-E-L-L, no Somalis, have gotten away with hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
If they would have gotten away with $1 million, they would have been out of the country. Okay. If people got away with that amount of money, there wouldn't be nobody to indict because they would not be in this country anymore. They definitely wouldn't be in Minnesota. So I don't buy the story. I think it's just a smokescreen. And to me, it's just all those officials that were in charge of that money, if they aren't losing their jobs immediately, then the fix is in. I don't buy none of it. It's just a smoke.
It had to be a lot of people involved in this for this to actually get to this point. It had to be. And so, like I said, with the 37 people. Okay, well, like I said, here we go. Y'all believe whatever y'all want to believe, but when I'm out here and I see the mismanagement that goes on in Milwaukee, I'm sure it goes on everywhere. But what I'm saying is where the handcuffs at. And a lot of times, a lot of taxpayers' dollars is wasted and gone without a trace. And we just sitting back and we'll just continue with the same people that don't got the answers to where the money went, how the money got spent. And we just, we wonder why we not getting any results or seeing any real change. That's a lot of wasted tax dollars. Every year, it's wasteful spending going on. These dollars could have went to somewhere that could have been an impact on communities. Hey, look, when we get back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I guess we're going to go from Minnesota, where there was some fraud schemes going on, to this story. I can't believe this story right here in Italy. An unemployed son dressed as a dead mom to collect her pension. Now, this man dressed up. He was trying to get the pension money, and he dressed up like his dead mom to get the money. And he almost got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids, if it wasn't for Scooby-Doo and them. Somebody was checking him out, and when you look at the video, he looked just like the mom. He almost got away with it. We're going to head over to Italy where the son dressed up like the dead mom to get her pension. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got some video. Let's listen.
Little old lady, dressed in a skirt, wearing lipstick and a pearl necklace, off to collect her pension.
Somebody look at this.
In a small northern Italian town. But staff, smell, an imposter. The little old lady is in fact a man, pretending to be his mother. That's Graziella Dall'Oglio on the left. She died 3 years ago.
He looked just like her.
On the right, her son, who dressed up as his mother and went on to pocket thousands before pension staff woke up to the ruse. But our imposter was a dead giveaway. The local mayor saying, up close, his neck was too thick and his wrinkles were strange. The skin on his hands did not seem to be that of an 85-year-old woman. The story took a grim turn when police found the mummified body of the man's mother hidden in the family house. As amateurish as it all seems, he still pocketed around $90,000.
Oh, wow.
Playing dress up.
So he still got $90,000. He came in there looking like he looked just like her. But they say his neck was too thick. And his hands, you know, they start looking at his hands. Your hands look like you got some man's hands. Like, he got away with the cash, though. But they was like, he coming here too often. They couldn't have caught him early because he got $90,000. Can you imagine somebody in the mom? Where's the mom's body?
In the house.
In the house. And he's dressed up like her.
Collecting checks.
Wow. How many of y'all can dress up and look like y'all mama? You think if you put a wig on Andrew...
Bruh.
You think that you would look like your mom?
Ain't no way.
I mean, he looked pretty close.
He looked just like...
He looked pretty close. That's why he was able to get away with it a little bit. I wonder why they was like, man, he keep coming in. Like, he coming in here, like, too often. He probably got greedy. He had already got 90 grand. Hey, look, people doing anything nowadays. He dressing up like his mama.
Tough economy.
Okay, so how did she pass away? Natural causes?
Or, it looks like it, yeah.
Okay, so natural causes. He said, okay, I'm not going to have no funeral. I mean, so.
Well, he's unemployed.
Right, but the mom's body is at his crib. Stinking. Long as he getting the cash. Wow. Kathy in the chat says, there was a guy up north who never reported her missing and collect SSI checks. They found her in the freezer. Here we go. People do anything for money. He need to be up under the jail. But he pulled it off. When they put the picture side by side, yeah. I mean, if I'm not really paying attention, but then all of a sudden he came in after that, he got $90,000. They started looking at the computer. That's what I'm saying. Somebody caught on to the scam. That's all. They couldn't catch on to it in Minnesota till they got hundreds of millions of dollars. But in this case, he didn't get past $90,000.
Italy, they're looking for you.
Yeah, in Italy, they might have some checkpoints up. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Question of the day, if you aid and abet somebody in a crime, should y'all have matching charges? If you want to take the poll, it's in the chat. It's in the chat. It was at 50-50 last time I checked the poll. I mean, where are we at on the poll, Andrew?
It's still 50-50.
50-50. If you assist a criminal, should you receive the same punishment as the criminal? I'm gonna go with a hard yes. Oh no, it's not 50-50 no more. It's yes at 52% and no at 48%.
One vote.
Yeah. You know, the ties just changed a little bit. But we got Eddie on the lines.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
How you doing, Eddie?
Good day, Tori. How you doing?
Hey, he dressed up like his mama to get the pension.
I know. And you know what, he's Tori, Italian, I've been on the show.
Because you're Italian.
I knew it.
I knew you was going to call.
That's why.
Hold on, wait a minute. I never put it together until I saw you on the lines. Eddie, you're calling in to defend this madness. I hope you're
Tori,
not calling in to defend this man.
I'm
an unemployed guy to get a payday from Italy. I hope you're not calling in to defend this guy.
Tori, I've been on the show going on 5 years. You have a pattern of seeking out Italians who are full of maldefense and don't think I don't notice.
No. You got an ear. You hear the word Italian and your ears
No.
That's what it is. And you jump off the ladder.
You don't talk about.
No, you jump off the ladder from smelling all that paint and start calling in wild and crazy. I hope you're not calling in defending this guy who took his mother's money after she passed away. I hope this ain't the case, Eddie.
I'm not defending an Italian male who dressed up like his mother, like a transgender, by the way.
Okay? Oh, wow.
I'm on to you because you're not you don't talk me. About her.
I don't even think it was a time where
Lamborghini,
I even went to Italy.
Hold on,
I think this is the first time I went to Italy on this show due to a fraud scheme.
Period.
I think this is the first time I actually saw a story of somebody that desperately needed some cash, I guess, because he was unemployed, took advantage of his mother, dressed up like his mother, walked into the bank, and walked out with $90,000.
Tori, I kept records, and I looked up before I called in. This is the ninth dozen time that you have picked out Italian culture
I think that you could pull this off.
Me.
You always talk about your hair. You always talk about how you got nice hair. I believe that
if you put on the dress and the wig,
you probably could have pulled this off.
Don't say that, Tori.
This is why I think this story offends you, because his mom had nice hair.
I didn't get the loot, Tori. Is that what it is? I didn't benefit from this thievery, from this malfeasance as an Italian-American.
Here we go.
And that's what the problem is,
I don't
is,
know.
Tori,
I
right?
think the problem with this is somebody got desperate, saw an opportunity to get the mom's pension, walked into the bank and was successful, and I think he got greedy. That's what I think.
Tori, are you blaming me for what this Italian did 8,000 miles away because I'm Italian?
No, I believe that
you
could have possibly pulled it off because you letting your hair grow out.
Tori, don't be surprised if the next time you call Pizza Hut, Domino's, or Little Caesars, if they won't deliver to you, okay?
Oh, wow.
Tori, on that note, I got to go. I'm right, shopping
Eddie.
For one of my customers, and I'm doing a nice job. I got to go, Tori.
Here we
I'm
go,
very
Eddie.
Insulted.
Be safe.
Bye-bye, Tori.
Do not dress up like a female to go get some pension money from the bank. I think that, Eddie, you might be able to pull it off, though. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation.